Man, Sonic, Teen Titans, Power Rangers, Batman, Flash, One Punch Man, Gotham, Deadpool, Arrow, Captain America, Dark Phoenix, Detective Pikachu, X-Men, Wasp, Kingsman, Stephen King, Loki, Thor, Superman, Disney, Lock and Key, Teen Titans, and Harry Potter. I can do this. Zombies.
Welcome to Is That All? My name is Kevin.
And my name is Nate.
Oh my god, is it?
Yeah, it's still Nate. It didn't change.
Aw, damn it.
I didn't go with Mr. Fuzzy Lumpkins the third like I said I would.
You son of a bitch. Is it weird that I was also going to give you a name that ended in the third?
It's because what fun is the second? The third is always the better.
What's it? Most things are like... Well, actually not most things are like that. I don't know. I don't know anything that is better on the third, but maybe people, I guess. Yeah. we'll go with maybe people because I can't think of anything else. But this should be an interesting episode to give everybody an idea. I've been awake for... I don't know. When did you message me? I've been awake for like maybe like 15 minutes. 7:11, you messaged me, and it's, yeah, almost 20 minutes.
Oh, man.
No, to be fair, I was awake almost the whole day. I got a bunch of stuff done. I do a shit ton of stuff throughout the day. It just happened to be, I made dinner. I laid down for, like, a couple minutes, and...
gone.
Yeah. But I'm here. Get used to it. I was gonna do the rest, but it's not true. I want to start some rumors for a price.
More than already we're going.
Yeah. For a price. I'll do anything once.
Yeah, exactly. That's called an experiment, and it's called for science.
Yeah. And you know what? maybe not. Who knows what you like until you do it once.
Exactly.
You can make assumptions, and I'm going to go with probably not, but you never really know. You know what I mean? I used to think I didn't like
That's when I get the panic phone call from Kevin. I was right. I was right.
Yeah, it's just as good. Almost everything's the same if you close your eyes.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And that was Kevin's takeaway.
No, it'll be my takeaway 2 weeks from now. Help me. Holy shit. Oh, no. Okay. But yeah, we can go into the takeaways.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I don't really have anything that great this week. I don't know. Is your
Neither
takeaway?
Do I.
Oh.
Check out Pokemon Gardening.
I'm sorry, what?
It's something that I recently, well, even just nerdy gardening in general, I purchased a Pokemon little, like, plant pot.
Bulbasaur. I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little Bulbasaur, and I got a little plant growing in the back of it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've got a couple more on order that I'm going to do. I've got a Groot coming.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
And an Oddish. I don't know.
Ooh. Are you going to buy... I Googled, by the way, Pokemon Gardening, and then scrolled about halfway down the page of images. Are you going to buy the Pikachu humping a eucalyptus leaf watering can?
Probably not. Probably not.
I don't know if that's...
I don't know. I have a weird opinion of it that I want it to all be things that would actually have stuff growing. So, yeah, I've got the Bulbasaur, the Oddish.
Yeah, I see the Oddish.
I've got a Torterra coming, I believe.
Oh, very nice. I'm going to plant a tree in that one.
Yeah.
Dude,
I trained one in the game, which is one of the reasons I got it. There's a Fantump one that I haven't ordered yet.
Fantump? Is that the first form or the second form?
First one.
Behind of that Pokemon, like the backstory, that's one of like the saddest Pokemon imaginable.
In general, it's one of the saddest Pokemon imaginable. If you read the Pokedex entry,
yeah, that's what
it's
I
like
mean.
The spirit of a lost child or a child that got lost in the woods.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, There's a Chikorita one I might get, but
yeah, I see.
Yeah, and then I've got a warp pipe one that's coming that I would like to put a Venus flytrap into.
That's my plan. That's very funny because I think that's great. I also think you should try to find a bonsai. I don't know how big the Torterra one is, but if it's slightly bigger, you should see if you can find a bonsai tree.
A bonsai?
Yeah, because that would be
That's 100% the plan. Everyone is going to be similar to what you see in the images of the tree. I want to get plants that will fit the planter. So
The Oddish one that I found, someone put a cactus in, and it looks very funny.
I mean, that's the other thing, too. You could have fun making your own, like, region variants if you wanted to, right?
Yes, yeah.
So
for sure.
Which, yeah, I've seen that one, and like, yeah, it like a ground plant type or something for Oddish that's like in the desert would be hilarious. Or
yeah
that's
perfect. That's
but yeah, that's my takeaway. The Bulbasaur one I have in particular, it's I'm gonna give them a shout out just because I was really impressed with how sturdy and how well done it is. Knickknack Hobby Shack. It was just really well painted. It's Canadian, and yeah, it came here really fast, and it's just really good quality. Like, it's made out of a cement. A lot of them are 3D printed. This one is actual made out of like gypsum cement. So
yeah, that's awesome. Actually, I assumed it was going to be 3D printed. That's great.
Yeah, I know the Oddish, and I'm fairly certain the Torterra one and the warp pipe one are as well. But this one, yeah, is actual gypsum cement, so it feels like an actual flower pot. So it's I don't know. It's by no means the coolest thing I've ever brought as a takeaway, but I don't know.
So fun little hobby. I think it's the coolest thing you've brought to them.
Yeah, all that other stuff. No, man, this is easily the best thing.
That's funny.
Yeah,
my
the only thing I'll remind people with that is they are, keep in mind the dimensions that are posted up there. Take out a ruler and show yourself what like 3 inches is, like. You know, some of them are smaller than what you would think.
Yeah, whip out your peepee.
Yeah.
And then what you think is 5 inches is 3 inches.
So just keep that in mind. And I knew that going into ordering it. So I understood the size of what I was getting. Right. And I'm still very, very happy with it and completely content with the price and everything. So, yeah.
Nice. My joke takeaway is to Google Pokemon gardening and go to images because, man, I've found gold. I have scrolled down maybe not even that many rows. How many rows is this? 1, 2, 3. 3 rows in, I've got an old man holding some scissors, like an old Pokemon man holding some scissors. 4, 5, 6, we're still pretty normal. 7... in 8, we have a My Little Pony GF that I'm not going to click on, a big buff dude from Sword and Shield with a big parsnip, a cult-looking bear. what number did I say that we were on? That was like 8? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, that's 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 down, I have a Squirtle humping a Bulbasaur.
Oh man, things that happen when you Google anything in front of Pokemon.
So I'm not upset. I didn't even 16 down to me is not very far. Gold, just pure gold. I don't know who drew this, but hilarious. Oh my Jesus, that's so funny. But anyways, everything else is normal. So for the first little bit, you're gonna get some pretty normal shit. Oh my god, speaking of which, I'll give my takeaway because my in a second, but have I ever shown you the picture I found on Instagram? I don't know who did the actual artwork for it, and I don't have time to look it up now, but it is someone cutting Chikoritas up.
Oh,
as,
yes.
As if they were, yes. And like, it's just looking right at it while she's like chopping its head. It's
fucked
up. Scary.
I do remember that, yes.
It's terrifying. I don't like thinking about it, even though I'm the one who brought it up. It's just, I'm surprised something like that didn't show up in this Google search. real messed up. But my takeaway is, in this, what the fuck, is going to be just kind of selfish. And my takeaway is something I have done before, but it's been a long time since I have done it, which is check out my stream, twitch.tv/rollsec, and check out Nate's stream at twitch.tv/TheBeefyThiefy. Is it the Beefy Thiefy on Twitch, or is it just Beefy Thiefy?
Just Beefy Thiefy.
Okay. twitch.tv/beefythiefy on Twitch.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I saw you had gone on last night. I unfortunately it was Thursday, I believe.
Yes.
But I was home late, unfortunately, and I didn't get a chance to tune in.
Yes. That's okay. Thursday was a long stream at that, 3.5 hours. And I played a bunch of Shell Shock Live, which is where that clip I posted came from, which I actually think it was pretty good clip.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did Marbles for about an hour and a bit.
Yeah, Marbles was the one I really wanted to tune into and see that I unfortunately didn't
get
a chance to come in live to, but...
Yeah, I mean, no worries. I think for the most part, I'm going to end most of my streams with Marbles. It's very easy to set up, even if yourself you wanted to do it if you had the extra time. I know you don't get to stream too long when you do yours, and you're trying to get through your... I was about to call it yeet it or delete it, but both of those mean the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, throw it out or I'm going to delete it. I'm going to burn a copy of it onto a disc just so I can throw it. But yeah, I think I'm just going to end most of my streams on like an hour or so of Marbles because it's as simple as I get to chill, relax, listen to some music, and we get to have fun seeing who wins and that kind of stuff. So
yeah, exactly.
And it's like for the fact that you can join in just by having a Twitch account, like you don't have to do anything. You don't have to download a game. You do have to either log into Twitch or download the Twitch app, but it's as simple as hitting !play in the chat when I say the next race is starting, hit !play. Yeah. And your name will pop up and then you have your marble and then you hope that your marble is in a decent position that I'm following it, because I normally hop back and forth between like the top three marbles to see where everyone's at.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll randomly try to find myself if I'm way back there or if I fell off the map like I do constantly because my marble doesn't want to stay marble racing. He wants to break free.
He wants to break free.
Yeah, it seems that way, man. How many races I'm like, oh, look, my marble. Oh, and there he goes right off the edge real quick. No reason. It's just a sharp, like, 90-degree turn right off the map, right off the course. But, yeah, so, again, Nate and I do this all the kind of stuff all the time. Obviously, I'm doing it a little bit more now than I was before. I think I've...
Yeah, Kevin's getting back into it again. He's got a little more time on his hands, so it works out well.
Yeah.
I have, I do my regular segments. Right now, we are currently working through Red Dead Redemption 2. I am so close to getting through the story mode of that game.
Yes, I do follow your YouTube channel because I don't always get to watch your streams. Like, you don't always get to watch mine because it's just, who knows what we're doing at that time. But I always click on those ones every now and then just to get an idea of what's happening. And just some of the stuff that happens to you while I'm watching that is some of the funniest shit I've ever seen.
That's the other thing is the Instagram account is going to be live again soon. I'm getting some exports done to that. So those are going to be the super bite size where you really see my fuck ups.
Yes.
I
remember when you posted the two dudes that I'm assuming they were like clan members or at least racists trying to put up that cross and they killed themselves and I was like, what just happened? You just like came across that, right? Like that wasn't even part of...
Oh yeah, I didn't even interact with them. It just happened in front of me. And like now I almost, if I had the time, I would go back and accumulate all the clips. There's a guy that just wanders all through Red Dead Redemption 2 that you just encounter randomly and he's just, I can't remember the guy's name, but it's like, Joe, where are you? Joe, come back, Joe. I'm sorry. And he's just wandering around yelling for this guy, and nothing comes of it. He never interacts with you directly. He's just wandering through, and you encounter him randomly throughout the game. It's just so fucking bizarre.
That's cool.
Oh, there's just some genuinely wonderful things in that game.
Yeah, that's great.
And the only reason I'm rushing through it and I'm trying to just finish the story is that I still have two games that I need to finish before I can get back to letting you, the audience, choose what I play for a game to finish. So, because, sorry guys, but I really need to finish Ultimate Alliance and Jedi Fallen Order. I can't wait to do those two games, so I'm finishing them first.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Listen, man, I don't have any rules in my stream. I play whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, that's too bad.
And then, well, it's really The restrictions I put on myself are just so I can get through the shit that I have, right?
Yeah.
That's the main thing. Completed or deleted is decide what I actually keep on the fucking machine and then follow through is to just finish games. Just closure.
Yeah. Really funny we're talking a lot about the stuff that we do, but we do other stuff than this, so obviously check out all our stuff, because if you're watching this and you like it, you'll probably like all the other shit we do. But God damn it, I wanted to say yeet it or delete it again. Anyways, your keep it or delete it. You'd think I would watch the ones for games I have to know whether or not I want to play them, but I don't. I watch the ones for games I don't have to see if I want to buy another game that I'm never going to play. I'm like, oh, I don't have that game. What's that look like? Oh, that looks cool. I really shouldn't be watching this.
Completed or deleted, yeah, it's 100% driven just to figure out what I'm going to keep or not, and also to help manage the influx of Humble games. Although this month isn't as bad, because there some games I'm just like, nah, I'm not even... I'm only going to unlock 5 this month. You can keep the other codes.
Yeah. That's, I got into the habit in that with, I went back through eventually, but I would buy the Humble bundles and that kind of stuff. And I eventually one day was like, I just have to go through all of these codes and just install everything. And if I have it already, I think I sent you like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Just because I was like, I got to go through eventually. I was like, I shouldn't have got this many to begin with. I'm an idiot. But I will say one thing I want to try and do on stream, because I want to try to do videos as well, is I want things on stream to either be like multiplayer games or games, like for myself at least, less story-based games.
Yes.
Unless I'm doing something like a 12-hour or like a subathon or, something like that, then I'll just beat a game, like a whole game. But yeah, I want to leave more story stuff and that kind of stuff to...
Yeah, I would very much like to get... to have Team Up and Throwdown revived as fully as we can so that we're back to playing at least once every couple of weeks, same as we do the podcast or something multiplayer, and sit down and do it for a few hours so that we can, you know, chop up some episodes for it and whatnot. Because even Scriblio was fun with Bruce, and we do have some other games that we can do the stream group play and things like that.
Do we have 9 million games to do stuff like that? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I found a website if we just want to play in like hearts. Like if we just want to do something stupid and play something like that. I also, in the time, this is kind of news and also kind of a takeaway. If you're looking for stuff to do, with your friends, now that I remember it, online and that kind of stuff, a game that I'm not sure if we've played, I own, but I don't know if we've played it, is the real life card game Joking Hazard.
We did play it.
Okay, yes. I thought so, but I'd never want to commit to that because I can't ever remember who I played what with.
I can't remember what the occasion was, but it was one of the, like, there were 5 or 6 of us and we played. I can't remember when exactly, but yeah.
So, yeah, you can play it online now. Like, it's free to play online. Like, we legitimately could just pull it up and everyone can play.
Nice.
So, that's it, really.
Yeah, sweet.
I guess
something else I want to try. I think there's, like, an online, like, create your own Pokemon team and battle each other kind of thing. Like, in a traditional 16-bit style.
Yeah, I've seen that before. I didn't know what it was called, but if you found it and that kind of stuff,
I started looking into it a while back and I want to look into it again. And then we can like take our favorite teams against each other or something and whatnot and so forth. So yeah.
Sounds good.
All right. I guess that brings us to trailers.
It does.
I only have one.
I have 3 now. I didn't.
Oh, look at you.
But I do now. To be fair, I'd be surprised if you didn't have one of these, but I'll let you go first so I don't accidentally take yours.
So my only trailer is for The Old Guard. It is a teaser trailer. There is not very much to this teaser. It is just a narrative on screen. A gentleman talking about how he's figured out some secrets and whatnot. If you're not familiar, The Old Guard is a title from Image Comics that features basically various mythological gods as a sort of super force type thing. A clandestine organization of heroes. So not Image's biggest title by any means. Fairly, you know, indie well-known. Starring Charlize Theron. Mm-hmm. So she has not attached herself to something bad in a long time. So kind of gives me a lot of faith on that.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see what happens. It's an interesting time in a point where both Marvel, Disney, and DC Warner Brothers are kind of holding off on a lot of stuff. Image seems to be starting to plow through and using this as an opportunity to get some, well, not Image, but Image creators are starting to use this as an opportunity to get their properties shown. So we'll see. We'll see. Obviously, Bloodshot isn't going to be the best example of that. I don't think anyone thought it would be, but something like The Old Guard has kind of a potential, and it's got it's going to be by Netflix, so yeah. That should be interesting.
I'm not going to lie to you. I might end up watching. I might actually rent Deadshot just to see.
I might as well.
Because you can now rent it instead of having to buy it.
Yeah.
So I might actually do it. For $5, I don't need it in high definition. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Probably going to be the same for Birds of Prey for me as well.
All right. Well, then we can talk about that at the end here. So I didn't have that trailer, actually. I've never even heard of that until you brought it up today. And I will go through mine. You probably have heard of the first one I'm going to talk about. You may have just forgot or only seen a quick glimpse of it. And mm-hmm. It's Space Force.
Yes. Yes, yeah. I did. I meant to mention that on a previous episode, and I forgot all... Or I might have. No, it was part of my news on one of the other episodes. Yeah. I haven't watched the trailer yet.
Yeah, so the trailer for that did come out. And yeah, it looks kind of funny. I don't know if it's something that I would religiously like when it comes out. I'm gonna be like, yeah, I really want to see that. It does kind of look funny. It's Steve Carell being Steve Carell. So there's not really a loss there. You're not gonna be upset with the kind of humor you're gonna get. It looks okay. It looks like high quality. Like I can't tell if it's is this show, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's supposed to be a series.
Okay. I couldn't tell. This is the one where I couldn't tell.
Yeah, it's supposed to be from the same people that made The Office or.
Yeah, that's what it said. And the thing is, the quality looks like a movie more than a show. And unfortunately, it doesn't look as funny as a show should be. Now, to be fair, The Office wasn't the funniest thing right off the hop. It took a while for most people that I know to get into it and then be like, oh, this show's actually really good. So this could be the same way.
Those first few episodes are a little cringy for sure. Or there's a few moments where you're just like, wow, Michael's fucking... So,
yeah. Yeah, and I mean, he's not an idiot in this. It's just a weird concept. I mean, one of the funnier jokes, I guess, was... I don't even know if it was that funny. I didn't really laugh, but I like the idea of it was funny. Like a thing blew up and he's like, how much did that cost? And he's like, four. And he's like, 4 million? He's like, four public schools. And I was just like, oh, that's kind of funny if you think about stuff and that's how you would pay for it. But is that a joke? I don't like, you know what I mean? Like it's funny and there's a joke there, but like, is it? I was also might have been because I woke up 15 minutes before I watched this trailer. I don't know, but you would think I'd find things way funnier when I have no comprehension of what's happening.
Right.
So I don't know. This will be an interesting show, I guess. It just may not be for me either. It's hard to say. But with comedy shows out now, I mean, lots of them I don't like, but with Brooklyn Nine-Nine being out there, it's like, it's hard to live up to something because that show is hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I just got through the newest season last week.
So. Yeah, I haven't started it yet. I got so much stuff saved up.
Yeah. It's funny. Like, Space Force, it almost looks like it's intended to be a prequel to the Orville or something. Like,
yeah, it's
founded on something ridiculous, but it's, yeah, I don't know.
Right, it's weird. It's just a weird, it's maybe it's the way the trailer's cut. I don't know. It's just, it looks weird. I'll give it a shot. I like everyone who's in it. I like the idea. I don't know. Maybe I just didn't like the trailer. Who the hell knows?
Yeah.
All right, my second trailer is also a TV show. And this one is Lovecraft Country. This is Jordan Peele and J.J. Abrams' HBO show.
Okay, I heard about that.
It looks really good. We've over this all the time. I'm not a big fan of horror in that genre because normally it's not written very well, except for Jordan Peele knows what he's doing because he can tell the story. And yeah, that's what this looks like. This is I don't know any of the characters' names or anything. I literally watched this 15 minutes after I woke up, so you're gonna have to deal with what I
comes the level of coherence that can be delivered
from. Yeah, but anyways, the main character looks like he comes home to wherever in New Orleans or wherever it is they live, and you know, his father's gone missing, or someone's father went missing. Understand what happened in the trailer at that point in time, and then just some crazy shit. There's more scary ass white people. There's crazy beasts in the forests. It's just a weird situation that's happening, and it's a bunch of trippy shit. But you know, it's called Lovecraft Country for a reason. Because if you know anything about Lovecraft and madness, and you know the ones below and the world enders and that kind of stuff, that's some fucked up shit. That dude was on some good stuff when he wrote those books.
Yeah. Well.
Or nothing.
I mean, it melted his brain quite literally, but yeah.
So I just, it looks like it's going to be really good. I haven't watched Watchmen yet, but it looks like, HB shows in general are normally pretty good. They don't normally fuck up too bad. They put a lot of money into those shows to be good.
Yeah, I still got to watch the end of Watchmen. I think I watched the penultimate episode. I haven't watched the last one yet.
Ah, I still have to watch the first episode.
It's good show.
Yeah, I assumed. Again, we've gone over this before. I like the Watchmen, so yeah. I'd be surprised if I didn't like this.
Yeah, it's a more satisfying follow-up than what Doomsday Clock was. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, that's good. I read some of that and I was like, okay.
I could go on and on about the great things and the horrible things about Doomsday Clock, and there's more of one than the other, but
yeah. So I don't know, I'm assuming you're clicking, looking and watching while we're talking about it, so
yeah, I just watched through that. That looks awesome,
right?
It kind of looks like it looks like The Mist but amped up. That's what it looks like to me. So
yeah, fair enough. There's definitely a difference of quality in those trailers, and it shows. Mm-hmm. Like, again, I'm really ripping on Space Force here, but as stupid as the real Space Force is, this show might be as stupid.
And I think that's the sad part about that. I think it would have been better as more of like a prequel to like Orville or something like that, where it was like, this is a genuine effort that's being made, not just we're making something that's a farce.
Yeah.
Of a farce.
At a moron that doesn't need any help being jabbed at.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's fish in a barrel, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I was told we weren't supposed to make fun of the kids in special class.
I'd rather watch like the Enterprise version of the Orville. That's what I'd rather watch, I think.
Fair enough. And then the last one is a trailer I saw today. I mean, I saw these trailers today, but I knew about them before today. This one popped up in the middle of me watching other videos. And this is The King of Staten Island. And this is the first thing I've ever seen. Oh my God, what is his name? The dude who was dating Ariana Grande. Pete Davidson. That's his name, right? Damn it. Pete Davidson.
Oh, this guy. Yeah, I did see that trailer.
Okay. Yeah. The dude from SNL.
The guy who's literally had fucking almost zero career up until this moment.
Yes, up until he dated Ariana Grande. And to be fair, I would have thought the same thing. We'll see how this movie goes, but it actually seems pretty good.
The movie actually does look really good. And the reason that he looks good in it is I have actually seen this guy's stand-up since for like the last 10 years or so, just because, I don't know, we've always had Comedy Central at the house, so I do see fucking Just for Laughs on all the time. The character literally is him from his teenage years. So I think that's probably why he looks so good in it. Because there's no acting involved. He's literally just has to be himself. I remember one of his bits was fucking, like, it fell dead silent on a Canadian audience because it was a joke about going into, like, free clinics and getting, like, the prick test to test for HIV or, like, gonorrhea and shit. Mm-hmm. He's like, what, you guys don't do the whole free clinic thing? He turned the joke around in the end, but, like, yeah, it was just one of those things. So he, from what I saw in the trailer, it looks like that's him from his youth, so.
Yeah. Yeah,
probably enough. Why he looks so good in it, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It just kind of, it made me laugh. So he pretty much wants to be a tattoo artist, but he can't draw for shit.
Yeah.
And he lives at home with his mother. His father died in a fire. He was a firefighter. And then they're pretty much, she wants him to move out. But he's like, you know, your daughter got super smart and she, you know, she left you behind. But don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. And then she tells him that she's been dating someone for a bit, and it's another fighter. And he's like, what the hell? And then he pretty much talks him into, like, maybe try being a firefighter, explaining, and I don't know. It's just so funny because they start singing. I just actually learned the name of this song the other day because I didn't know it.
I might be thinking of a different movie with this guy then, actually.
Maybe.
You keep going. I'm gonna...
The song is old. It's like a 90s song. But they start singing it at the... They're all drunk. And they start singing it like half-assed because you don't know all the words. And it's the Wallflower song, One Headlight, which I didn't know the word was One Headlight. Mm-hmm. But you know, the chorus is like, hey, come on, try a little. Nothing is forever. There's gotta be something better than in the middle. But they're like, in the middle. Because no one knows any of the words. I only know them because I'm reading them. But it's them literally mumbling this song. And then everyone in the bar just yells, in the middle. Yeah. So, I don't know.
And actually, I was thinking of a different movie. Fuck, sorry.
Well, no worries.
I apologize.
No worries.
That one actually, yes, does look like he shows a range as an actor and fucking looks pretty good. So,
yeah, fair enough. I haven't seen him in anything for the longest time. I was just like, this dude's just famous now because he dated Ariana Grande. I had seen him do some things and I was like, yeah, he's kind of funny in this stuff. I don't like, he's not funny.
Yeah, exactly. And then, the movie that I was talking about,
Big Time
Adolescence, it looked good. Again, like I say, it just looked like he was doing a stand-up act on film.
Yeah.
And then this actually looks like, an actual decent piece of cinema.
Yeah. I assume the one you were talking about was Big Time Adolescence?
Yes.
Yeah. I just looked at his IMDb page. Again, it's not that I don't think he could have been funny. It's just I know it's hard to not think of somebody that way when you've never heard of them before until that's that weird-looking dude who dated Ariana Grande. So, nonetheless, he was on Saturday Night for, like, 5 years. So But we shall see. Again, I think it looks funny. It looks funnier than Space Force. So take that, Space Force. Take that, Steve Carell. Tired Kevin doesn't want any of your shit.
That's right. Title of this week's episode, fuck you, Keith Steve Carell.
Or Tired Kevin don't want none. Unless you got buns, hun. I'm like the anaconda from Baby Got Back.
Oh, man. I think is that that's
the end.
Trailers?
That's the end of for trailers. Which, you know what I mean? It's that brings us into
this just in. It's the news.
All right, I probably got about 7 pieces of news here.
I technically have like 15 that are the same thing. because something happened this week, which is a lot of news in one thing.
Well, let's not bury the lead. Let's go in with it.
Yeah, I'll actually start it because I did talk about two of them on Instagram. So I did ask. It looked like everybody said, yay, they were into that kind of stuff. So every now and then if something kind of super popular pops up in the middle of the week, I'll just give a quick take on it. And then we can discuss the full take on the actual episode. Mm-hmm. Because two things happened. And both of them kind of blew my mind. So the first one, and this might have been one of your pieces of news, and technically it is a trailer, but I want to talk about it a bit more than it just being a trailer. And again, section of this pops into my other piece of news. But the big one that I wanted to, I kind of left hanging because I didn't want to ruin it. So semi-spoiler alerts. Nate, unfortunately, I'm going to ruin the story mode for MK11 for you, at least the end, kind of.
Oh no.
la 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 la. You can just mute me or deafen me or something. Just take your headphones out for half a second.
It's fine.
I'm okay. Anyways, end of the game, you beat the boss, whatever exactly what you expect. Mm-hmm. You beat Kronika, and then you're in charge of the hourglass. Mm-hmm. Liu Kang gets left in charge of the hourglass. I guess there's three endings in the game, and I didn't realize that the good ending is just the good ending and not the true ending. But I have gotten them all, so I just didn't realize. So it's you and Raiden is there, and Raiden says he doesn't have enough power, but now Liu Kang is in charge, blah, blah, blah. And he starts doing the thing. In the small teaser we got on, I think, the Friday, was a portal opens up while he's doing that, and out walks Shang Tsung and some other people you can't really see. And he goes, Liu Kang, you must stop before you doom us all. And you're like, I'm sorry, pardon?
What?
And that was just a small teaser. That's the thing I talked about on Instagram because I hadn't seen the trailer yet. And I was going to wait until we got here because that was going to be crazy. And it goes nuts. So pretty much what happens, or the thought process, is Shang Tsung comes back, or comes through this portal with Fu Jin, who is a character that hasn't been playable in a game for like 14 years.
I was going to say, that would
I don't know, forever ago.
I recognize that character, which means it was not
okay. And Nightwolf.
Holy shit.
So the fact that Nightwolf is coming in with Shang Tsung obviously gives you a bit of that's interesting. Mortal Kombat 4 apparently. It was the last time he was a playable character. So anyways, this whole thing, and Shang Tsung goes, you're a fool, and you're not going to be able to rewrite time or start anything over again because you, in how you kill Kronika, you don't have the crown. And you need the crown to fully manipulate the hourglass.
Okay.
And that creates this big back and forth struggle of how much do we have to trust Shang Tsung? And then we have to deal with going back in time to places and times where Kronika will exist.
Mm-hmm.
As well as do all of this other stuff. But
so the Avengers endgamed it.
Yes. They were going to have to do something like this anyways. But at least in this, I don't mind it as much. Because I'm sure in this, it'll be crazy at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure you're going to have to fight Shang Tsung or somebody again and whatever the case. Yeah. So anyways, this trailer goes through. Lots of stuff. It introduces the new characters that are coming in this combat pass. So besides getting Fu Jin, it introduces Shiva as a playable character. And then it goes a little bit further, and then it introduces Sindel back into the story and puts her as a playable character. And it's just this whole thing of like, do you trust Shang Tsung? It's like, no, but Shiva's like, I was entrusted to guard Queen Sindel, forever, so if she's back I still have to do whatever the case, all this stuff to like give the idea on these of like what's happening. They introduce some old maps and stuff that you'd expect, so the acid pits are back. They have shown little like snippets of the story. I didn't watch those because I actually want to at least that part of myself I want to go through. Yeah. And then it introduces the rest of what's new. So the story mode is just going to be crazy, in my opinion.
Yeah.
They pretty much said it's going to be three more levels, which means you're probably looking at another hour and 20 minutes, hour and a half of story.
Nice.
And then you got the three characters that I already talked about, which were Fujin, Shiva, and Sindel. And then the extra special DLC character that we always get is somebody that has nothing to do with anything. And in this case, it's going to be RoboCop.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I did see that. I figured you would have that.
Yeah. And then also on top of that, we're getting something even more extra crazy special, which is friendships are back.
What and whose are back?
And I've seen two friendships. So instead of doing a fatality, you would do a friendship.
Okay.
Which is where you do something nice, pretty much. So Scorpion's, the one they do it is Scorpion. He's like, get over here. And in comes a big giant teddy bear and he hugs it. And then it's like, friendship. And then the other one I've seen kind of shown off was Kano's. And it's him like putting meat on a barbecue and then like cooking it with his eye laser. And then it's like, friendship.
I love it.
So lots of crazy cool stuff coming back. Now, the price point on this, at least you can either buy the whole game and the DLC. Now, this DLC is going to be $50, which is not a huge amount. It is a lot, obviously.
You know what? Yeah. It's with what you get with that. Yeah. That seems fair to me.
Yeah. Also for the fact that the first combat pass was $50. And that was just four characters.
Yeah.
So you're going to get four characters plus some story mode this time for that same $50. I'm gonna buy it. It comes out May 26th. I'm gonna literally go on and pre-order and download it pretty much tonight probably. Because I'm gonna play it first day. Like without a doubt. There goes an hour and a half of my day. Because the story in this is so good, and the animation in this, and they still have I can never remember this guy's name, and I can't say it correctly anyways to save my life, so it doesn't overly matter, but I think I've told this, or you just know this because of how much it's been talked about, or I talk about it and all that kind of stuff, but they have the dude who played Shang Tsung in the movie.
Yes, yes. We had talked about this.
Hiroyuki Tagawa. He still does the voice and everything. So even in the new story mode and that kind of stuff, he's doing the voice and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And to give you an idea, Shang Tsung was a DLC character. He wasn't in the story mode up until this point. Because in this storyline, he had died in the first game.
Yeah.
So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah. No, that's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll... RoboCop has definitely been the tipping point. I'm probably going to pick this game up now.
Yeah.
I need to get another hard drive for the Xbox One. It's going to happen.
Yeah. And then you want to see some throwdowns and that kind of stuff, you'll see us fighting each other.
Yep. Yep, you will.
One of us fighting the other one, maybe a little more.
Do you have Game Pass as well? Yes. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Do
I have Game Pass? If
you have like 2 gigs free, you should download the Power Rangers fighting game.
I already have it.
And we can do that.
Oh, the fighting game? No, I don't have the fighting game already. I'll download that.
He's not big. I think it's like 2 gigs.
So. Yeah, no, I knew it was not. So I will definitely do that. But yeah, I think you can pre-order it now. Again, it's $50. But if you want to buy the pass, again, depending on how much you want to spend, if you want all the characters from the first combat pack and everything like that.
Which I probably would do.
It is... Da, na, 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 in the middle. It is... It looks like it's going to be $80.
That's not bad.
And that is... Mortal Kombat 11 Aftermath Collection includes Mortal Kombat 11, Combat Pack, and MK11 Aftermath. That's everything.
That's not bad. That's what the game would have been brand new.
It
like,
is, when it is first what the game was brand new. So you're going to end up having paid... I ended up only paying like $25 for the DLC because I waited till Final Combat.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to end up spending $165 on by the time I'm done, you're going to get for $80.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but to be, I mean, again, you can't look at things like that because I've played the ever living shit out of this game.
Oh God, the amount of playtime that you've gotten out of that has been exactly.
So, and to be fair, I screwed myself out of $10 of that $165.
Yeah,
because I didn't pre-order it because I was like, oh, I'll just wait. And last time, when you even if you didn't pre-order it, you still got the special character. This time, you actually did have to pre-order it, or the special character was $10. And
it's the same way I screwed myself on Smash Brothers. Like, it was the same idea.
And so I still went and bought it first day. Can we talk about that? I didn't pre-order it, and then Chris and I were sitting around doing nothing, and I was like, do you want to play Mortal Kombat? And he's like, yeah. So I just went and bought it. But that's probably the biggest thing, is Mortal Kombat 11, Aftermath, new story, which has not happened in a Mortal Kombat with DLC.
And
it looks so good, man.
Yeah. It is an impressively looking game. And it's, as we discussed in a past podcast, I'm not someone who's like a diehard fan like Kevin is. I'm like, oh, you want to play Mortal Kombat? I'll play that because I know it's going to be a good game no matter what. This will probably be the first Mortal Kombat game that I have bought in 20 years. So, you know, let that sink in.
Yeah.
How about them apples?
Apples.
Yeah.
No, I buy them like
applesauce.
I don't know what, I don't like many fighting games. I mean, I do. I mean, I'll pick them up and be like, yay, buttons. but the effort I put into Mortal Kombat compared to other ones is much higher. I just, everything feels so good. And they've done so much over the past 3 years to make this, in my opinion, like MK11 is the best fighting game of all time.
Yeah.
And I'll fist fight somebody over that. And then Mortal Kombat 11 fight them over that. In which case, they'll probably kick my ass in that if they're any good at Mortal Kombat 11.
Yeah. All right. I don't have too much video game related news, but I will put this one out there. For those of you who have long since lost your N64 or anything like that, someone has created a PC port of Mario 64. Yes, they do. It runs in HD. And it looks pretty decent, and it plays pretty decent, from what I understand. I have Mario 64 here, so I don't worry about that kind of thing. But
yes, I also have, and I have not put the effort into it either. But yes,
but it's out there, and that's something to do while you guys are all stuck at home. You want to give the kids a little classic taste, or if you want to just take a trip down memory lane, it's out there for you.
So many memories.
Yeah. I recently played it to celebrate getting my ability to stream consoles back. So yeah. It's a thing. You can do it.
I've really only ever played it at the dentist.
You had the same dentist that had the 64 and the Sega?
Maybe. I don't understand how we went to the same dentist, but yes, my dentist also.
Oh, yeah, because you would have been in Oshawa at that point. But yeah, but no, also my dentist did the same thing. He had a Sega and an N64 set up.
You know the craziest thing? It wasn't even my dentist. I went with somebody else to the dentist.
That's hilarious. Oh, man. Yeah, that's my... I have one other piece of video game news, but you have more stuff than I do, so
I will say at this point in time, good luck at trying to get it. It still shouldn't be that hard, but it looks like like Nintendo is trying to take them all down.
Oh, yeah. Like, it would probably be pretty quick.
Because I know I read a couple of days ago it went up, and this article yesterday, like, they're going out of their way to, like, pull it down from everywhere. Like, even the news sites had to unlink the site from... their articles.
Yeah.
Like to where to go download.
That said, you can also pick up Mario 64 relatively cheap on eStore and shit. You can also get Mario 64 relatively cheap and an N64 relatively cheap. You can get them both for like $100
or
combined.
If your kids already have a DS or a 3DS, they remade it. There's tons of ways to play this game. I'm not jaded by it because I didn't really play it. It is not the best game. It's fun. No.
Galaxy and stuff like that definitely improved on controls and got it down 100%. But that when you look at Mario 64 compared to all the other 3D platformers that came out at the time,
it
was very clear that the Mario 64 team understood something that nobody else did at that point.
That
in
is
time.
100% accurate.
They nailed it, just so fucking down pat. So, but yeah, without it, we wouldn't have all those other great 3D platforms that we have.
Yep.
Yeah.
Agreed. That funny because that was not on my list, but I did have that. I've seen a lot of that stuff lately. So much stuff about stuff on the PC and that kind of stuff. I saw that the PS2 emulator got the first update in like 4 years.
Yeah.
And just crazy stuff like that. My next one is probably one of the funniest stories I've read, which is, let me go through here. So THQ Nordic and Koch Media or Koch or Koch or K-O-C-H Media.
Koch, I think, is...
Is that how it's pronounced?
I believe so.
I just think what they did is hilarious. And they've been trading IPs, like video game IPs, back and forth, like trading cards. So, legitimately, games like Second Sight and Risen... here we go. They're both part of the same parent company. So, again, they all own these games. They could work on them either way if they went to somebody higher up or whatever the case. But... So THQ Nordic gave away Painkiller and Red Faction for Kochs or Koch or whatever. So they gave away two, Painkiller and Red Faction, which are pretty popular games, one on PC, one on everything, for Sacred, Risen, Rush for Berlin, Second Sight, and Singles, Flirt Up Your Life. So straight up, they just traded two games for four games. Or five games, I guess. But that's what they've been doing. They've been on quarantine and they were just straight up like, hey, you got a couple of games that we want to just mess around with? We'll trade you these two for your five. Ours are better than yours. So it's a fair trade. They like Monopoly trading over here. Like, I'll trade you Boardwalk and Park Place for the water and the electric company.
What the fuck?
And the Reds. I don't. Yeah, isn't that
you can keep Baltic?
Isn't that the weirdest thing I've ever, like? It's just so weird, right?
Yeah,
I've never heard of these companies just straight up doing, and they did it on like Twitter.
Wow, yeah, that's crazy.
Again, they're under the same branch company, so they could just get. It's not like it's a big deal. It's not like crazy, like something like Nintendo trading with like Sony or Microsoft or something. It's not that level, but it's still just crazy that they were just like on Twitter. They're like, "We'll trade you these for these. Are you in?"
Yeah, it's like,
okay.
Sure.
Why not?
What if I give you that? All right, why not?
So, I don't know. That was one of probably the funniest piece of news I've read this in the last little bit. My last news is all one giant thing, so you can do as many as you need.
That's fine. The other piece of video game news, just to end off on that little tangent, there is a new game out that I only just found out about. It is Jay and Silent Bob's Mall Brawl.
Oh, yes. I did see that.
It's a little 8-bit side-scroll beat-em-up starring you-know-who, Jay and Silent Bob. So, yes.
Very funny timing, because it didn't come out very long after Streets of Rage 4.
Yeah.
And it is very similar, obviously, style of game alongside that and, like, River City Rampage.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, it looks interesting. I'm gonna pick it up just for shits and giggles. I got Streets of Rage 4 downloaded last night, so
nice.
I'll get me some Jay and Silent Bob, and then if Kevin decides to get some Streets of Rage 4, we'll play.
I probably will. That game looked great. I watched some gameplay from Up Up Down Down, and it looked sweet.
I Streets of Rage 2 was my jam. I don't know why 2 was.
I don't think I've played any of them too seriously. But I remember back in the day, my buddy used to have a Sega.
Mm-hmm.
And 100 times more games than I had. So I remember we used to play.
Yeah, it was one of those games that I rented repeatedly from the local video store. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to picking up 4 and playing it. And, yeah, we'll have some fun with that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. It's everything I have for video game news.
My last thing is nothing but video game news, but it's a lot of video game news.
Okay. I can roll quickly through this. I'm going to roll through this angry one quickly, just because...
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. So, Brian Michael Bendis has revealed a new Spectrum of the Lanterns.
Uh-huh.
It's the Gold Lanterns.
No, I'm out. You lost me.
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't have used infrared or one of the other invisible spectrums like they did earlier this last year with Justice League for Ultraviolet, yeah. Infrared would have made the most sense to me, but, you know, I apparently don't get to make these decisions. Gold is apparently going to be it, even though that's not really a color on the spectrum, but, you know, whatever. And it's also a humanoid lantern, because I'm not tired of that at all. I was quite satisfied with the Star Sapphires being the only other people lanterns, but you know what? It's fine. I just won't read Legion of Superheroes. That's all. That's fine. And I'm sure it'll never be a thing that I'll have to worry about.
Two rings.
Yes. One of the iconic images is him sporting his Legion ring beside his gold lantern ring. Which I don't even know, other than out of symbolism, you don't really need the Legion ring if you have a lantern ring of any shape or form. But you know what? That's him. He can do him.
It literally took months just to design the character.
Yeah.
That looks like it took him 10 seconds.
I know, right?
It's just the same fucking thing, but gold. He has, like, no eyes in this picture I'm looking at.
And I realize, like, with the Legion being what it is, you can make the argument, like, oh, lots of Legion superheroes are aliens that look like humans. Yeah, lots are. It's also fucking 2020. Like, you don't be lazy. Make an alien. Make a new alien. Just something. Help me out here, people.
I just don't understand. Unless you can somehow, in my opinion, make this, like, the most artificial lantern imaginable. Like
right? Like, it's a ring flash. That was made to mimic the powers of other rings. Like...
Yeah. Yeah, like, the same idea the Reverse Flash made his own Speed Force to become, like, the Flash. If somebody made a ring to become a lantern.
Yes.
And then...
I could be okay with that concept. But just the idea that we've discovered another spectrum, it's gold, and I don't know what you were going to make gold be.
Stupid.
Ultraviolet alone is a little fucking iffy. They haven't even really fully properly explained that
one. No, yeah, I've never been more... It's the opposite of willpower, as in the fact it takes yours. It steals emotion versus... It doesn't use emotion, it takes emotion.
Yeah.
I was like, what, pardon?
Excuse me?
Yeah. Say that again? One more time for us in the back that may not have... I don't know. I think this is probably one of those things that'll get retconned so fast.
I think it's going to be like every teenage lantern that we've seen, which have been like the last 3. I think they're going to be falling to the wayside very, very quickly.
Yeah. Oh, it turns out this ring was only temporary and he no longer has powers because it was a... blah, 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 and it was only the power that was stored in the ring. Perfect. Goodbye. So see you later.
We did that. It was called Kyle Rayner with the White Lantern, and it just fuck off. God damn it all.
Yeah.
Ah, Jeff Jones, where are you?
Yeah, somebody else. Stop making lanterns.
Just use
the 9 million you've already got.
Yeah. We went over this 2 weeks ago. There's so many good stories. God damn it. All right, I'm done.
All right, perfect.
Oh, that's the angry one. I'm okay. Done now.
I'm okay. I can survive with that.
I can tie back to something we were talking about with Image comic movies during the trailer section. Arrow's Mark Guggenheim has been confirmed to be writing the Prophet movie.
Oh, interesting.
For those of you not familiar with Prophet, it is a Rob Liefeld creation. Yes, he does have an excessive amount of pouches. And so. No, he's not a terribly original character, but he does have a cult following. So, as I was saying before, it seems like Image is taking advantage of the big studios being afraid of the box office lag right now, and are starting to open the door for some of these individual creators to make their own movies. So, could be interesting what we see happen. Especially when we've seen a couple studios now. We've seen Trolls World Tour and Scoob.
Yes, I was going to say
Scoob. Going direct to streaming services.
Yeah, Scoob's next week, right? The 15th, 13th?
Yeah. 15th. Basically, those companies, there's been some backlash in Hollywood. In all honesty, that's two companies reading the room to me. Mm-hmm. That they're going to get great views throughout this entire thing.
That's the thing, right? Those are children's movies to begin with. Parents... Yeah. If you're a parent, because I listen to the Ralph Report, and I've actually heard Ralph talk about this specifically because his daughter wanted to see Trolls. Mm-hmm. He was probably going to have to buy it anyway.
Yep.
And then watch it a shit ton of time. So going to the theater and then buying it, if anything, for most parents, this is saving them money.
Yep.
Because they're probably going to have to rewatch when I was a kid, I used to watch fucking Toy Story like twice a week.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, and, like, the amount of times that I could have put the movie store, like, I probably, like, fed fucking the movie store's kids by buying Ninja Turtles VHSs to watch over again, because the cartoons airing once a week weren't enough. Yeah. Siebert, for some reason, was a big thing for me, too.
Yeah.
I mean... But, yeah, same thing with the other movies, too. Like, there was, like, several movies that you latched onto. Mm-hmm. And you just watched over and over and over again.
Yep. Hilariously, my mom never really took me to rent movies. It was only my dad, which is why I've seen a bunch of movies you probably shouldn't see as a child. but I guarantee you one thing. When I watch movies at my dad's, we never watch the same movie more than once. I think that's why I'm so in that habit now of like not rewatching things.
Yeah.
Because I know there's so many different movies, I don't really want to, but I will, you know.
Oh, yeah, I've 100% gotten out of it now. It's just the ease of access to be able to see everything. Unless I really just need something for noise sake, nothing gets rewatched really as much anymore.
I will let you know, June 1st, all of the Ninja Turtle movies will be on Netflix.
Oh, my God, yes.
1, 2, and 3. I saw 3 first, and I was like... It's weird that they chose only this one, but I'm still in. I don't know why everybody hates this movie. I like it.
yeah, it's silly. It is what it is.
Right. They slowly become less serious over time anyways. The second one is less serious than the first one. And the third one, it's kind of interesting to like that look on the fact that they went back in time, but that's like, you know, Splinter's master and then you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, yep. And the samurai dudes and they're watching hockey and stuff. That shit is so funny to me. They're like, we don't want to go back. Hockey. No,
we're good.
They're like so pumped about all of it. It's like, no, you guys got to go back. I don't know.
I hope that this kind of opens the door and we get to see some other lower key heroes that maybe, again, like, and I'm not saying Bloodshot was going to be a great movie, but it was a smart move. Let's take that directly to streaming right now, because even before, it wasn't going to have a great box office to begin with. Let's fucking not roll the dice any farther. And in all honesty, I think something like Profit, you would do better send that directly to streaming than you would be to try to send it to theaters.
Yeah, I mean...
Because I think as much as Rob Liefeld would like to think that Deadpool is popular because of his name, no... You're not the one who's going to be bringing people to see a Profit movie, pal. It's yeah.
Well, it's true. I mean, like, what? Where do you get eventually getting to where the streaming services allow you to start renting these movies for a small amount of money when they're in theater or like shortly after theaters, right? Like, they're instantly out of theater, right? They're in theaters for 2 weeks. They're instantly out of theaters. You already have Netflix. Now that movie's on there, it's $3 to rent it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're going to tell me that you, for $3, I'd probably toss $3 at something.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I heard it was absolute ass. I'd be like, hey, Nate, do you want to look at some absolute ass and then watch this shitty movie for $3 on Netflix?
Then Kevin shows me some Polaroids and we watch that shitty movie on Netflix.
Yeah. I mean, quarantine's been a tough time, but eventually we'll get back to those times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no. That's the kind of thing that makes sense to me.
More. Yeah. I think this quarantine you'll see that change. Obviously, I don't think theaters will go anywhere because that experience is not something God, you can do.
And I think a lot of what people are worried about, you're going to see such a huge explosion once everyone's like, yeah, it is okay to go back.
Yeah.
Things will balance out eventually. But yeah, I think this is going to be a new gateway for streaming services. And that actually ties into the next thing that I can talk about. Marvel Comics has been the first, actually, they're going to officially move some of their releases to digital only.
Oh.
Marvel Comics, if you didn't know, they are kind of...
Shit.
They've been on the leading edge of digital comics for a while now, mm-hmm. to the point where every Marvel comic that you buy a physical copy of has a redeem code that is good for almost 2 years for you to sign in and redeem a digital version of that comic. So technically, you don't even have to read the physical copy that you bought. You can flip through, grab that code, put it back in the bag, and just read it online. And they are going to be the first that are doing... Now, none of these titles are what I would call the most popular. The best is probably Hawkeye Freefall. The other ones are like Ant-Man, Ghost Spider, a couple other titles that aren't doing quite as well as what the mainstream ones are.
I keep forgetting that that's what they call her, and it's such a... It's a better name than Spider-Gwen.
It's a better name than Spider-Gwen. I think it just came too late.
Yeah.
They needed to name that character before it was a thing.
I just don't know why they don't still call her Spider-Woman. I know there is a Spider-Woman, but, like, there shouldn't be that much confusion.
Because they changed Silk Spider to Spider-Woman, unfortunately, and that fucked everything up.
Yeah, but aren't they in separate universes?
No, Silk Spider exists in ours.
No, I know she does, but doesn't...
No, Ghost Spider, I think, is our universe now.
Now? Oh, I'm so stupid.
Yeah, I know.
I know they switched over Miles to our universe and then made his backstory shit.
Oh, and now they're talking that the Ultimate Universe is okay, and that's coming back. But yeah, I know. It's a pain in the balls. But anyways, yeah, sorry. Marvel has been very good for that. Now, on the flip side of that, Marvel's shutting down its digital comics website. In a very confusing move. But it's not going away. So what's happening is they're moving to their Marvel Comics app.
Oh, okay.
And in terms of the online website that you can view on a computer, it's going over to Comixology. And yes, you can migrate your current collections over to those two services without any issue. And you'll still be able to use the redeem codes as you have been on those two services.
Okay.
So, Marvel, once again, staying ahead of the curve. DC has made a lot of, like, kind of mystery announcements about what they're doing with digital comics. In my opinion, DC has never really handled it very well. They had a similar redeem code system, but they only did it on either titles that they deemed as low risk. Right. So Blue Beetle for a long time was one they ran it on. Green Arrow as well. Series that didn't do well, and then as soon as series started to do well, they dropped it. Whereas Marvel has been doing this for a long time. So basically, Marvel just wants to move it to more mobile devices, which is fine. That makes more sense at the end of the day, let's be honest.
Yep.
And they still have that same service that they've been offering for at least 4 years now, because I use that as how I archive my comics. That way I don't have to open them again. If I ever decide to read an episode again, I've got an easy issue again. I've got an easy way of looking it up and just reading it online. So, yeah.
That's great.
And then actually, I've only got one more piece of news, so all right. I may as well do that before you do your big video game dump.
Yeah.
And that is Boba Fett has been confirmed for The Mandalorian. He is going to make a brief appearance in season 2, and apparently he did make a brief appearance in season 1. Yeah, I don't want to spoil too much for you, Kevin, because I know you haven't watched all the episodes yet.
I have not. I've still only seen 2.
But there is an episode at the very end where you see the two legs of someone wearing Mandalorian armor.
Oh, okay.
In the frame. And there was a considerable debate because at this point that armor didn't look exactly like
Boba's.
The armor of Mando. Okay. So fans kind of speculated wildly, well, could this be one of the other Mandalorians we've seen in the series? Could this be someone else? The showrunners have confirmed that it was Boba Fett, actually. Mm-hmm. So that won't really spoil anything for you, fortunately, in watching that.
Yes.
And then we are going to see him briefly in the next one. So that is all. Not only is that a fun throwback, but it also confirms that Boba Fett did survive the Sarlacc pit in current
canon.
Star Wars canon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Prior to this, he did survive it in the comics, but that was before Disney did the buyout, and most of the previous canon shy of Rebels and Clone Wars was wiped out. So.
It also looks like what I'm reading hopefully is correct, but it looks like he's probably obviously going to be talking or something like that. But Temuera Morrison,
yes,
is going to be back.
He is going to be playing him, yes, which is awesome.
That is awesome.
This is going to be probably the next biggest thing he's done since Aquaman, which even then we probably won't even see his face. We'll just hear him, but it'll be great. So,
yeah, exactly. I'm sure if anyone's a Star Wars fan, they know. But in just case you didn't, he was Jango Fett.
Yes. And then later they retconned the re-releases of the movies and re-recorded Boba Fett's two lines or whatever he has.
Yeah, because you would be confused if you didn't. You're like, that doesn't sound like the one word.
Yeah, and to be honest, I went back with this. They didn't even really need to do it, to be honest with you, because Clone Wars does kind of explain why Boba Fett would not have a Kiwi accent, because he was fucking spent the time he was 12 with other cultures and other people. So he might necessarily have kept that accent as he got older, but
right. Or he can change his accent now because.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's a fucking a grown man. He can do what he fucking wants. Yeah, right.
He could literally walk up to Darth Vader and be like, "Hello, Darth Vader. I got you some people."
Yeah.
Like, all right, you fucking weirdo. Why did I pay you? Why are you the best bounty hunter in the galaxy? I don't know. Good day. I don't like that guy. Does anyone else think he should get hit?
Did like him.
Yeah. Does anybody else think he should get hit in the Sarlacc pit by a blind dude? Yeah, me too.
Oh, man. So that'll be fun. Season one was amazing. I watched the first episode of that behind the scenes one. And that was fantastic. So that's. I'm sure Mandalorian season two is going to be great. I'm going to touch briefly on that. The Darksaber was a practical effect.
Okay.
Anyways, it's fine.
You both scared and confused me. I was like, I don't know what.
I know, right? Anyways, we'll move on and we'll let you go with your news now. Your ending piece here.
Well, my ending piece is a video that came out, I want to say 2 days ago. Yeah, 2 days ago. And that was Xbox did their big Inside Xbox X. Like Series X.
Yes.
I
somehow glanced over that.
No worries. They did get some shit on this. I don't know if it was them specifically or if it was Ubisoft. I think it was Ubisoft specifically, because Ubisoft tweeted, this was the other trailer that is played, which is Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Yeah.
Which this Assassin's Creed, just in the trailer alone, gave me feels of Assassin's Creed Revelations, which is one of my favorite Assassin's Creed games, I'm weird in that way, but I think it did a much better storytelling and stuff to help finish off Ezio's story.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that trailer is awesome, but they tweeted because they have a different trailer, this one being all in-game engine.
Yep.
But they tweeted live gameplay trailer coming up, and there is absolutely no gameplay in this trailer. So they got shit on super hard.
Yeah.
By people being like, none of that is gameplay.
I don't know how you make that mistake nowadays, but yeah.
Right. And I think the other issue with that is 1, 2, 3, for, I want to say six of the, shit, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So a little over half of the trailers actually showed gameplay, and the Xbox Series X thing did say first look at gameplay inside Xbox, full presentation. And I think that's kind of the issue, is a lot of these don't have gameplay. And I didn't watch Madden, I'm just assuming it had gameplay. But it was showing off the actual renders and gameplay from the Xbox Series X. Even though most of these games will be multi-platform, just because of the time they're coming out.
Yeah.
But we had Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2.
Yeah.
Scorn got a new trailer. It hasn't had a trailer in I don't know how long. I don't even know last time it got a trailer. That game is fucked up in all the best ways, and I've never wanted to know so much about a game while having so little information on it. The last time it got a trailer was 2016.
Wow. You're hitting New Mutants fucking territory there.
Bright Memory Infinite. I have seen a trailer for this previously. This is like a first-person shooter slash you have a sword slash you have a grappling hook. It looks fairly interesting. I don't know how to explain it other than that. It just is crazy. Second Extinction, which looks like a... Well, here, I'll just read what they say. Three-player cooperative shooting, a shooter, mutated dinosaurs that have overrun the planet. So you, like, drop from drop pods, and then as the squad, so me, you, and somebody else, we just run around getting guns, blowing off dinosaur heads.
Sweet.
It did look pretty fun. Madden 21, I didn't really watch that. I don't care. It's just another Madden game.
Yeah.
Chorus, which the end of the Chorus trailer looked cool, but it is a single-player space combat shooter.
Yes, I did watch that one.
The graphics look good. It looks good. I don't know if it's my kind of game, but it does look good.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Yeah. The Medium, I've never been more confused watching a trailer. but they did make the Blair Witch game that just came out not that long ago, so this should be good, because that game was good. I'm going to skip one, because I think the last one might be my favorite-looking one. Scarlet Nexus, which is a Bandai Namco, like anime-styled... I want to say it's trying to go for like Code Vein slash Astral Chain slash like Dark Souls probably.
I'd agree.
It looks okay. I don't think those games work as well as Dark Souls does, because there's too much movement, which takes away the difficulty.
I think we're starting to get to a point where those games are starting to become the norm now too, and then I think we're going to start seeing the next evolution ideas coming relatively soon
I just don't think anybody can do it but From Software.
Yeah.
And I know whoever made Neo and Neo 2, they did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
But the problem is a lot of them don't know how to pace the game where that difficulty... Because the reason Dark Souls works is because the movement and everything is so... I'm quote-unquote realistic, but it's minimalized, right? Like, you're moving how you would probably have to move and do these things, where you get into these anime-inspired ones, and it's just you're all over the place, and I don't know where the difficulty comes from, besides then the bosses, like, the character... the monsters and bosses being so hard that it's crazy, and I've never played one, but I don't even think they make them that hard. Anyways, the last one is Call of the Sea. Which kind of looks like the art style of Sea of Thieves, which we need to play.
Yes.
But this is like a mist slash,
I was looking at that last night, actually, when I was going through the Game Pass. Yeah.
And it's pretty much this woman, I'm assuming, following someone, to an island. They shipwrecked or whatever, and she finally found the island, and she's exploring it and trying to figure out the puzzles, but it looks fun. It's colorful. It's interesting. The very end, the whole thing is first person, but at the very end, it's, you know, she's like, what did you find here? And then it shows like mermaid hands or like Creature from the Black Lagoon hands. And you're like, oh, what was that? That's interesting. So anyways, it's just Xbox showed off a crap ton of their games using the Xbox Series X. And we'll see. Almost all of those games are third party. So they didn't show a single first party game They're showing everyone else who's made games that are going to work on this system.
Yeah.
Most of them look really good. Some of them look how you'd expect them to look. They don't look more incredible than the other. But the big thing with the games now on the Series X, at least for the first bit of the generation, is supposed to be no load times.
Yeah.
Because the console is able to process fast enough. So we'll see. An adventure game on an island where you can just walk everywhere and do anything should be pretty interesting with no load times. That sounds incredible. Mm-hmm. I mean, games like that exist on the PC, kind of.
Yeah.
They're normally not that big.
Yeah, exactly.
Or that great. Some of them look pretty good, but they're never too great, but we'll see. We'll see how these games work and how they go, but that was the biggest thing. I know they've started talking about prices and that kind of stuff, but we won't know for sure until it kind of comes to this holiday season, because it'll just be interesting with the economy and everything, how it is back to when they release.
Yeah. I want to say we'll still be in triple digits.
Yeah, you're definitely not getting into quadruple.
No.
I think at that point in time,
I don't know the game companies would love to be there. I just don't think you could ever possibly do that, especially with what's happened this year.
Well, and just nowadays with PCs, right? Like, it's pretty easy to buy an entry-level gaming PC that works pretty well for like $1,500.
Yeah.
And if you're going to, and that's Canadian, so that's even cheaper in American, but if you're going to then try and sell me a console for $1,000, why not just spend the extra $500?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? They can't, I don't think, rightfully do it. I think they're probably, you're probably going to see the same as the original Xbox One and the PS4, where they come in about $500-$600 and they'll drop a bit.
Yeah.
But yep. We shall see.
Mm-hmm.
We shall see. But yeah, I'm just looking in other, lots of stuff just still ripping on them for saying gameplay.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, not everything had gameplay trailers, especially Assassin's Creed. Absolutely no game. It was all in-game.
Yeah.
And it looks great.
It's not gameplay. Yeah.
But it is not gameplay. That is not playing of games. so it's whatever. It's not
game being played. Oh, wow. All right.
So yeah, that's it for the news. Anything new, exciting? I know we talked about a bunch of stuff at the beginning, so I was
sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. As I mentioned earlier, we're getting toward the end of Red Dead Redemption. Console Capers is back up and running a little bit as well. It is going to be fewer and far between. Just because I've already got 3 console games that I know I'm finishing, there's no point in adding anything more to the list, really. So, and then, yeah, we're going to try to get Team Up and Throwdown going a little bit more. Might try to get a little bit more audience involvement. Getting you guys choosing whether we do co-op or versus again. And
yeah,
we'll see what happens.
Yeah, so I guess the big thing... just to tag along on that, I do have some other quick things to talk about, but yeah, don't be surprised on Is That All. I know I was using it the last week or so to pimp myself out a little bit when I'm doing stuff. Don't be surprised if you see either some of my stuff or some of Nate's stuff on there, because that's still us. So if you're watching and listening to the podcast for us, it's just another way to get content from us. So that's why I started doing that. And obviously you'll probably see, you know, every now and then Nate will toss something up as well, just to get that same audience over again. If you're enjoying listening to us, you'll probably enjoy, you know, us by ourselves, and maybe even more so. Maybe you fucking hate hearing my voice and you're like, oh, thank God it's just Nate, or vice versa. You're like, God damn it. Where did Corey go? I'll just deal with Kevin for a bit. We'll listen to him yell at some video games.
Yeah, there's going to be a little more cross promotion going on in the near future and whatnot, and it's going to be fun. It's all going to be good times. It's just more stuff for you guys to view. Yeah. I know tomorrow I'm going to just crush my bandwidth, and I'm just going to upload and try to get a bunch of stuff up so that you guys will have stuff to watch every day. At least a couple things anyways. I'm not going to be doing the blast of like 4 episodes a day that I was doing, but there'll be a couple things to watch anyways. So.
This is a little... inside baseball, but why don't you upload it overnight and then set everything to be private instead of public, so when they get on there, then you can just set the dates to when they're public.
I have, the problem is I have so much content right now, it's I have a little bit of a choking point where I'm at like an hour per video for upload. So I do, for the most part, set it for post-dated. It's just a matter of how long it takes.
I just meant for, like, instead of spending tomorrow to upload it, I know you're going to be up most of the night anyway. Yeah. But yeah, like right before you go to bed, just start doing like two or three of them.
Yeah, and the way YouTube Studio is set up now, it's a little easier to do all of your content and your tags and everything right while you're doing that initial upload rather than going back and doing it.
Yeah, that's good. I haven't, to be fair, I haven't done a YouTube upload in a show like 2 years.
If I can be honest, and this is something I forgot to talk about, this is one of the rare occasions where every comment that I made on the customer feedback thing, YouTube actually addressed.
Oh, shit.
And, like, the new YouTube Studio, actually really good.
Nice.
Like, really good workflow. I could not believe it when I finally broke down last month and switched over. I was just like, holy fuck. Like, and this is the thing where I took the time. I filled out that survey, like, probably a dozen or so times. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, everything got addressed.
That's awesome.
Like, there's very little wrong with that system right now. So I'm really impressed with it. So kudos to Google YouTube. You listen to your customer base. Thank you.
Somewhat.
Yeah, somewhat. Somewhat.
This one time.
Yeah, in this one aspect, yeah.
We can't give them too much credit.
No.
You can't let them get with that. The only thing I wanted to, like, that I did was last weekend, I watched all the Blade movies. Friday night, Saturday, oh, Sunday night, I watched each one. 1, 2, and 3. And Trinity.
Watch all the TV shows.
I have the show. I've seen the anime. I've seen them all. I technically have seen everything. If you want to talk about, I have the show on DVD. I don't think it's that bad. It's not great, but it's not awful.
No.
I've definitely seen worse things.
there are worse vampire shows.
Yeah,
there are worse
shows. Sure. Oh, that's it. It's like super late showcase. It's like watching a show that comes on a showcase at like 10 o'clock is what it was like. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, this is fine. It's not the best, but it's not terrible. The dude who played Blade was all right. The anime is pretty good. But no, I went through and I rewatched all the movies. My little summary on it is I don't think I've watched the first Blade not on TV since I, like, was the first time I watched it. So there's so much stuff I forgot kind of happened because they cut out a bunch of it.
Yep.
And it's a very good movie.
Oh, yeah.
Number two is a very good movie. Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite of the franchise.
Yeah. I like, for me, it's very similar to like Terminator and Terminator 2, where they're both very good. They're just very different movies.
Yep.
And number three, I always knew was eh. And I think before, I mean, I'm way more critical on movies and actually try to, I've gone over this a couple of times. I try to better, I understand why and try and understand what could be done to make them better.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of the issue with them, Blade Trinity, and let me just look up the time. Unfortunately, it has my same issue with Ryan Reynolds being Ryan Reynolds. It matters a little bit less with his character, but it still is annoying.
Hannibal Kane's comic relief, although there are some awesome lines in there.
Yes.
Not 100% necessary.
No. sorry. Yeah, I don't even know. I was going to say time-wise maybe could have helped it. The issue is, the best way to, or I thought about when I was watching it, is it's like, it's when someone tries to be cool. The first two movies were just cool, right? They didn't do any, they didn't try to be cool. They were just cool. Blade Trinity tries to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, looks like a douchebag.
Yep, exactly.
It
was just riddled with issues, and it wasn't that you didn't have necessarily a bad cast, because... Mm-hmm. Every one of those actors is good. Even you put in Patton Oswalt. He makes a great little science nerd to have on the Night Stalkers team.
Yep.
Dominic Purcell, I think, as oddly written as Dracula is, he killed it.
Like, yes.
Because he's good in everything. Fucking.
Yep.
I think one of your key issues, obviously, if you look into this movie at all, Wesley Snipes was not having any of it, basically. From what I from what you everyone says behind the scenes, he scrapped like 90% of his dialogue. He just refused to do some sections of the script, so they had to rewrite things on the fly. And it shows. It shows that so much of the movie is just like, fuck, I guess this is what we're doing because we have to do it.
Yeah, it's interesting to me because I would like to see the previous, obviously, script or rendition. Because, like, what if it was just worse? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
what
right? If he like, saved us? Was this Wesley Snipes being just the crazy actor that he had become at that point and a little bit notorious for? Or was it just that bad that
right.
he was right in not wanting to deliver that performance? What if it was like Christopher Lee and the movie was generally that bad that he didn't say the lines for a reason?
Right. Like, and I mean, obviously we'll never know because I'm sure his opinion on it is that, but I'm sure also because he's a bit of a weirdo that people yeah. are like, oh, he was just being whatever.
And
it's like,
yeah, and that's the thing. It's not like Christopher Lee where this is like a Shakespearean trained actor yeah. that people are just like, well, yeah, if he didn't want to say the lines, maybe there was something wrong with the script.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
this is a guy who agreed to say George Lucas lines, so maybe that script was kind of bad.
Yeah. And that's it. It's like, who really knows at the end of the day? Yeah. I think the issue is there are so many new characters and just so little time with all of them that most of them didn't matter when they
yes.
like died and all that kind of stuff. There's going to be lots of spoilers. This movie came out in 2004. If you haven't watched it, it's your own fucking problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too much, like too much, too many people. And then I don't give a fuck, right? There's no lead up to these people at a time before. There's no whatever. Yes. Jessica Biel is Whistler's daughter. So cool that you get some sort of tie in there, but you really only needed her and maybe like two other people.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could have had a better relationship between her and Blade, because now Blade has to become what Whistler was to him,
well,
to her.
And even then, I don't think you needed Hannibal Kane to be as primary a character as he was.
No.
You could have had him be more background with the rest of the Night Stalkers and allow that relationship to be complete and still have that team dynamic.
Yeah. And then my other issue with that movie is there's a lot of just weird... just a lot of weird ways that the camera work is done. I guess just the actual
yes.
like pacing yeah, of yeah. the movie. When Dracula, or for some reason why they call him Drake in this, which is also annoying.
I think that's a victim of 2004. But yeah.
Yeah. He's like walking downtown. And it has him like moving slow where everything else is moving fast. And I do get that. Scene kind of. I think that scene would have worked better with him standing above, like watching people
mm-hmm.
Doing a bunch of shit. The scene, and then the scene where it's like, we have all this Dracula stuff. Look, you even have a dildo. Like, it's just so much. That's the stuff where I think it's trying to be cool in a sense where it didn't need to do that. Like, that is an unnecessary joke. As funny as some of the stuff that Ryan Reynolds says, it's not needed. Like,
no,
Cockjaw and Thunder Cunt is funny, but it's not. It's not needed.
Yes. I think it suffers from trying to be a different type of movie than what the second one was. Because Guillermo del Toro took us down a very dark road with the second one. Or a very dark atmosphere. And to go from that to what you went to with Blade 3, it didn't work. And it didn't work on the same... on a worse level, like, because James Cameron did it with from Terminator 2
mm-hmm.
and we had it from Alien to Aliens
yep.
for James Cameron. It just Blade 3 didn't quite manage to turn that point from horror movie to action movie that it was trying to.
Yeah. And
whether that was the elements behind the scene or whether that was the writing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed to be an amalgam of different problems that couldn't succeed
again. And yeah, I don't understand why it needed to make that jump, because the other movies had action and worked.
Yeah. It wasn't necessary to move that to action adventure. It needed to be, it could have stayed in horror quite easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those concerns that I have with what are we going to see with Morbius and Venom?
Yep.
Because those are movies to me that should be more horror related, and yet it, especially we've already seen it with Venom, it doesn't seem to know exactly where that line is.
Yeah, well, it's because they're trying to not be rated R, which I think,
again, I think it's a mistake for those two, at least. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I think those are two movies that should just live in their genre and not try to cross into a universe necessarily. But
yeah, you know. It's just weird. I decided to watch them because I hadn't really watched them since I'd seen them on, like, Blade 2 played all the time on TBS.
Peachtree, as it is.
And that's fine. It's a good movie. I'm never upset watching that, even if it's just parts of it, whatever mm-hmm. whatever part it plays. Huge actors in all these movies, except for the first one.
Yeah.
And the first one has no, like, obviously it probably has a few problems, but as a whole, it's a product of its time. It was 1998.
Yeah, literally, I would say until you get to the exploding vampires at the end, that movie handles most of its effects fairly well mm-hmm. for what it did.
And I think Stephen Dorff as, I can't remember his name now. Deacon Frost. Yeah. Is super good because he's like iconic 90s dude in that movie.
Oh yeah, 100%.
And he plays it so well. Not again, very similar where he's not in that much stuff after the fact. But he did I think he does a great job in that. And then having the Jesus Christ, Ron Perlman and stuff being the bad guys in the second one.
Yeah.
Is great because Ron Perlman is great in almost everything he does as well. I couldn't name mm-hmm. something that I didn't like him being in. And it's just so much where it all goes together. But all the characters in Blade Trinity, just none of them work together. Nothing makes any sense. Like Dracula as a whole is fine. Like he does a great job as being Dracula, but with the other vampires, it doesn't work because they're so up their own ass. They're like the present day version of what Deacon Frost was, but they're bad at it.
Yeah. And now, mind you, there is this statement to be said in there that they're trying to do that with Dracula being the old traditional vampire versus this new shitty vampire that's come about.
Right.
But I don't think it doesn't come across as tongue in cheek and it doesn't come across as that's what you want it to be. It comes across as these are just characters that you're glad are fucking dead at the end of the day when you get to it.
And if you're gonna, and
you've just been waiting for that the whole movie.
And if you're gonna do something like that, have him fucking come in and kill Triple H instantly when he's disappointed and so fed up with them being shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, I'm in charge now.
Exactly.
There's a reason that I'm the top vampire. You can keep the brother and sister combo because I think that works.
Yeah.
It's just so much. It's so much, man. I would have to... This would have to be a whole different episode. I just wanted to go over the fact I saw them, and I definitely understand now why number three is just okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's fine to finish it off, the trilogy, even though it doesn't really, because it has a weird ending.
Is it completely open still, and, like, you should be seeing a Night Stalkers movie after that? Yeah.
Yeah,
it does.
And the fact
in the vein of Underworld, which would have been amazing, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, it is what it is. I think it's because it did so bad, because...
Yeah, that's the problem. That end scene sets you up for an amazing universe of movies that aren't locked into being the dark horror that we expected from Blade at that point.
Yes.
But also, yeah, it was basically like you could have done Underworld or Stephen King-esque type Monsterverse from there. With the Night Stalkers, with Frankenstein, with fucking man wolf if you wanted to, like mm-hmm. there was a very big thing that you could have done from that, but you know,
it's just so interesting to me, and at this point in time, besides Deadpool, I just don't think it works. And this could just be me, I could be 100% wrong. I don't think Ryan Reynolds just being Ryan Reynolds does enough to make a movie good.
No, it doesn't.
And the only reason it works in Deadpool is because that's the kind of character that Deadpool is. It might be why I don't overly like Deadpool, but as it works perfectly fine. But I don't know another Ryan Reynolds movie that has a sequel or the ability to make me go, yeah, I want to watch that again. Except for the movies where he actually acts.
It's the opposite of, like, because to me the next best Deadpool is Nolan North.
Mm-hmm.
Because his Deadpool is on par 100%. Same as how he is basically Nathan Drake.
Yep.
But at the same time, there's been a whole lot of Nolan North stuff where you haven't even known it was him, and yet it's still been really good. Whereas Ryan Reynolds, everything's just like, yeah, that was Ryan Reynolds. So
yeah, the thing. It's just so many things now that are just, that's Ryan Reynolds. And it's unfortunate.
I feel like we talk about Ryan Reynolds an unhealthy amount.
You know what? I do. Him and The Rock? Now, you could say that I'm jealous, and I am. But I'm also just the disappointed father that wants so much better for these people. I want them to do better. Like, he's done such better movies. I just like popping up on the little thing. It's like Known For, and they don't even put good movies on here. But Buried, such a different aspect of Ryan Reynolds. My favorite like romantic comedy slash movie, because I don't, why would I ever have one of those, is definitely Maybe. That movie to me is the epitome of that kind of movie. Amityville Horror, where he is like incredibly serious and scary, and I just don't.
It's okay, Kevin. It's okay. You know what?
Is that all?